If you weren't already aware, the Humboldt County office, the Sheriff's Office of Emergency Services, is up and running because of the pending power apocalypse. And I have Amy Conlon on the phone. She's a public information officer. Amy, thanks for making some time for us today.
Absolutely.
So what is it that you think our listeners most need to know?
What I want our listeners to know is that around 5 p.m. this evening, we're predicted to lose power for the public safety power shutoff. So there's still time to do some things to get ready for that. One, if you haven't already, make sure you fuel up your vehicle, get cash out. If you're running low on medications, make sure you go and fill those today. Get what you need to be prepared for several days without power. So food, water, and activities and games. You know, it doesn't have to be such a bleak time. If you know it's coming, we can prepare for it and get ready.
Excellent. And we know that you folks are going to be up and running throughout this power shutoff.
We are. We want to make sure that our community is safe. So we have representatives from all over the county present here. Fire, EMS, Department of Health and Human Services, obviously the Sheriff's Office, Eureka Police Department, and countless others all together here making sure that the county is ready to support its residents throughout this outage.
Now, we know it's coming, so please only use 911 for a real emergency, just like any normal day, right?
Absolutely. For the last outage, we saw about a 30% uptick in 911 calls because of the outage, and 911 is already inundated with true needs and true emergencies during the outage, including things that come up, people who are reliant on power for their health and are in life-threatening situations, or traffic collisions as a result of the outages. So if you just have questions or are looking for information or anything that's not a true emergency, we ask that you do not call 911. Only call 911 in the case of a true emergency.
And we do have some places open in our community who will be open for things like charging up medical devices and things like that.
We do. There's one open today, and that's the Arcata Community Center. They're going to be open until 6 p.m., and then starting tomorrow, there's going to be several other community resource centers open, including here in Eureka, in Fortuna, McKinleyville, and as well as the U.S. Forest Service in Willow Creek and in Hoopa as well.
So what I have on my list from your office is that the Humboldt Bay Fire Training Center on L Street will be open from 10 until 6 with a medical equipment charging station, that the Muni in Eureka will be open from 10 until 4, but you have to bring your own charging cord. In Arcata, the Arcata Community Center will be open tomorrow and Monday from 10 to 6. Fortuna, the Fireman's Pavilion, will be open, and in Willow Creek, the Forestry Service will be open, but we don't have the hours for either of those.
So I may have a little bit of an update for you.
Okay.
The only state community resource center open today, Saturday, is going to be the Arcata Community Center, and they're open from noon until 6. Starting tomorrow, more things open up. Again, the Arcata Community Center will be open 10 to 6, as well as the Eureka Muni. That's going to be for just general charging and bringing your own cables. That's going to be 10 to 4. The Humboldt Bay Fire Classroom for medical device charging only is going to be open tomorrow from 10 until 6. The Fortuna Fireman's Pavilion will be open tomorrow at 8 a.m. Pearson Park in McKinleyville, that's going to be open at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Blue Lake Rancheria, 8 a.m. tomorrow. The U.S. Forest Service Big Rock Day Use Area in Willow Creek, open tomorrow at 8 a.m. And then we're still waiting on times for the Hoopa neighborhood facilities.
That is great. If you could please email me those updated times, I will make sure that they get posted online as well as on the
Absolutely.
Air.
Absolutely. As always, all of our updated information is available on our Humboldt County Office of Emergency Services Facebook page. All of those community resource center times are listed there.
Okay, I have that.
To you as well.
I have it because I follow you guys. So it's all...
Good.
Yeah.
We hope everyone will follow for updates.
It's great. And I also... I have signed up for emergency updates on my phone through the Humboldt County Office of Emergency Services. You want to tell folks how to do that?
Oh, absolutely. So Humboldt Alert is the best way to get direct contact. We can send information right to your cell phone. We can call you on a home phone. It's a super great service. So you can go and sign up for those at humboldtgov.org/alerts. And that's going to give you information about emergencies in our local area. So obviously the PSPS event, but any future emergency situation, you'll get an update on whatever address you choose to put in for contact there. So you can receive a text message, a voice call, an email, whatever your preference is. And so you'll get those throughout this power outage as well.
And the important thing is to do it before the power goes out while you still have the opportunity to do it.
Exactly, yeah. Sign up early. We are sending out some good information as we have it. We've sent out a Humboldt Alert already today, making sure that folks are aware of what's coming up tonight and getting prepared. And so we'll continue to do those as there is pertinent information. We definitely don't spam your phone.
No, you guys are really good about only the absolute necessary. The other piece of advice that I've been passing along is if you have family members or neighbors who you know, maybe they're elderly or maybe they're disabled and they might need a little extra care, you might want to check in on them and make sure that they know that you're there and see what they might need.
Absolutely. You know, it's so important for our community to come together during these outages and help one another. We do have folks who have different level of ability, different levels of knowledge or comfortability with kind of this getting prepared for this sort of a situation. And it's also a great time for us to come together and not be alone. So if you can invite a neighbor over or you can help provide a service or information or just knowledge that we're kind of all in this together, we encourage folks to do that and just be safe and be kind.
I feel like Humboldt County is kind of ahead of the curve on this because we're kind of used to being self-sufficient.
You know, we'd like to think so. I know the last outage came as a bit of a surprise and I think took some folks, helped us realize that maybe we haven't been as prepared as we should be. And definitely in this area with so many different local emergencies and disasters that we're susceptible to, these are good reminders to get ourselves prepared because they won't always give us advance notice like these planned shutoffs will. So.
Right. So if we have an earthquake, which we know we are very likely to have earthquakes, a big one would definitely put this to the test.
Absolutely. And that's what we've been stressing is, you know, we are lucky with these planned power shutoffs because we have time to get prepared and we can remind people steps to take to get ready for it. But in the event of an earthquake or a tsunami or, you know, anything else, we're not going to get that same courtesy. And so making sure that you have a plan, you know how to get informed, you build an emergency kit, and you get involved is going to be hugely important moving forward, both for power shutoffs and, like I said, other emergencies that don't give us that advance notice.
Well, is there anything else that you think people need to be aware of or do or any last thoughts?
I just want to remind folks to continue to check Humboldt County Office of Emergency Services. We continue to push out the most up-to-date information on there. Like we mentioned before, very pertinent new updates will go through Humboldt Alert, but otherwise we're pushing out safety messaging and reminders, tips, tricks, advice, different things that are pertinent to specific parts of the county on our Facebook page and our website. So check those to keep the most up to date. We're here for you. We're going to be here around the clock in the Emergency Operations Center, making sure that this power outage runs smoothly.
Amy, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. And I imagine other folks will be back in touch with you. We've got DJs coming in for the rest of today and even early tomorrow morning. So we're going to kind of keep an eye on things and put the information out there as best as we can. And we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks so much. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Be safe. Thank you so much.